At the end of Megillas Esther, the pasuk says, "Perek Tes, pasuk Chavches, v'imei haPurim me'elu l'yavrim etoycha Yehudim, v'zichram l'yosef mizaram." The Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph already indicates that this pasuk seems to be quite redundant, and the Yerushalmi therefore explains, "Yimei haPurim refers to zamisht of a simcha, the obligation to have a sudan Purim, have simcha on Purim. The zichram la yosef zamikra Megillah refers to the obligation to read the Megillah on Purim. However, points out the Ksav Sofer in his drushes that the Gemara still doesn't answer the fundamental question. Even if we now understand why the pasuk is speaking with two phrases, but why are they not combined? Why doesn't the pasuk say we may have Purim elu v'zichram? Why does the pasuk separate into two separate statements? We may have Purim elu l'yavrim mitoycha Yehudim, v'zichram l'yosef mizaram. Why would we need to have two separate praises? So the medrash says, there's a medrash that says lebo Haman elu l'zeich Yisrael. The entire appearance of Haman in our history is only for the sake of Klal Yisrael. The Ksiv, v'zichram lo yosef mizaram. What does the Medrash mean? Says the Ksav Sofer. What the Medrash is coming to teach us is that there are people who live under the false impression that by us trying to live like the Umas Ha'olam live, like the other nations of the world live, by us trying to assimilate with them, that will be the source for our redemption. Says the Ksav Sofer, when one has that false attitude, he should always remember the story of the Megillah. What happened was that Klal Yisrael, as we read at the beginning of the Megillah, wanted to assimilate with Achashverosh, wanted to attend the Sudasoi Shamelech, wanted to attend his feast, eat the food with them, drink with them, and socialize with them. And as the pasuk says in Yecheskel Perek Chof Pasuk Lamagimel, Chai ani num Hashem emloi biyot chazaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's going to be your approach, I will show you what happens. And that's what the pasuk says. V'imei haPurim elu lo yavrim mitoycha Yehudim. We celebrate Purim, Yudalet Adar, Tezvav Adar, these 2 days of Purim, Yimei HaPurim Elu LoYavru, every year we should celebrate these 2 days of Purim. But these 2 days of Purim and the lesson of Purim should not be limited to the 2 days of Purim. V'zichram LoYosef Mizaram, take the lesson of the 2 days of Purim and all year round remember that lesson. All year round, remember that a Jew has to be different, a Jew has to be separate. And actually, that's as we begin Purim, we know that the halach is that we always have Parsha Zohar before Purim. And the pasuk says in Parsha Alach, V'yovah HaMolach, V'yolochem Yisrael Berfidim. And the Gemara Masech, the Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvov, Amen Aleph, teaches us what does Refidim mean? Sheripu etzam b'divrei Torah. Klal Yisrael, when the chas v'sholem merapim etzam b'divrei Torah. Klal Yisrael, when they want to weaken themselves from learning Torah and from the observance of the mitzvahs, then immediately a molech appears. The pasuk says, "V'hiyah b'niach Hashem l'kechav." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us the peace, Timcha zech amolek. We will erase amolek. But then the pasuk adds 2 words. Loi tishkach. Don't forget. Don't forget what happens if chas v'shalom you try to assimilate with the nations of the world. That brings an amolek. And therefore, the entire purpose of Parsha Zohar and the entire point of Parsha's Purim is to remember that we can't socialize and assimilate, that what are the repercussions of such action, but rather to remain separate in our observance of mitzvahs and learning Torah. And that's why the pasuk says in the Megillah, Alkein korli mea purim elim, Hashem apur, Alkein alkol divrei ageris azois, umaroa kacho magi alehim. Of course, this pasuk is a very long pasuk and seems to have a lot of redundancy. And what is the pasuk saying? The question is, why is Purim called Purim? That's the question that the pasuk is trying to answer. When we speak about the Purim, when we think about the Pur, which was the lottery that Haman drew and came out on Purim that he would destroy Klal Yisrael, shouldn't we be? Why are we focusing on that lottery that represents the tragedy? Why don't we focus on the Yeshua? Just like in other Yom Tovim, we call Pesach Pesach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our homes and saved us. Sukkot, all of the Yom Tovim are here to remind us of the Yeshua. And here the name of the Yontif is connected to the tragedy. So the Pasuk itself comes to answer that question. And the Pasuk says, Al Kain Karu Liyam Elu Purim Hashem Apur. We want you always to remember that Pur. We want to remember what caused that Haman should draw that lottery. I'll call Divrei Geres Hazais, that we should always, and we continue saying, that the entire purpose of this Megillah that we read, and this Yontif we celebrate, all is for the one purpose, to remember not to make that mistake again. To not make the mistake of attempting to assimilate with the Akum. And as the pasuk continues, Kimu v'kiblu, and as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Aleph teaches us, Kimu masha kiblu b'kfar, what Purim represents is that our distancing ourselves from that lifestyle of assimilation, but on the contrary, connecting ourselves to Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu masha kiblu b'kfar, to be Mekayim, and to be makabel, to accept again with new energy and new vigor, Torah and mitzvahs. But it really goes a step further. Parsha Tetzava, which is also Parsha Zachar, and also the Parsha right before Purim, speaks extensively about the Big Day Kahuna. And the Pasuk says, V'ata hakrev alecho es'ar nachich v'esponav itoy, v'toich b'nei Yisrael l'chanoi li. We're supposed to choose to kahanim. But it's very interesting. If we look at the pasuk says, "Betoich b'nei Yisrael." The kahanim are part of Klal Yisrael. What that means is that every Jew has in him a part of kahuna. There are indeed, of course, parts of our population who are the actual kahanim, but every Jew has in him partial kahuna. And what is the strongest representation of the kahuna? As we learn in this parasha, the Big Day Kodesh, as the pasuk says, the Big Day Kodesh shall Ashel Aaron Yil Lebanav Achra Lemoshch Behem Ulemala Beis Yadam. The kahuna is most evident with the Big Day kahuna that the kohanim wore. And as we know, the halacha is that kohanim in later generations, when the Shemen HaMishcha was no longer available, what anointed them to be kohanim? Ribi begodim, that the fact that they started wearing the Big Day Kahuna, that identifies a kohen as a kohen and a kohen gadol as a kohen gadol. Why was it so important, and what do the Big Day Kahuna so much represent? The pasuk says they are there lechaved ulesforis. The Big Day Kahuna show that these are the kohanim, that these are the Ovdei Hashem. But they're also there as a constant reminder to the kohen. You're a kohen. How do you remember you're a kohen? Lechaved ulesforis, that wearing this Big Day Kahuna. And that's why the pasuk says that through the production of the Big Day Kahuna, that's how the kohen becomes a kohen. And that's why the pasuk says that that pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Big Day Kahuna couldn't just be gone. You couldn't just go into a store and buy big tikkuna. It required the chachme leiv to make the big tikkuna. Why do chachme leiv have to make the big tikkuna? Can't anyone manufacture the big tikkuna? Yes. If begadim of clothing are only worn because we have to wear clothing, so anyone can manufacture the clothing. But if we're wearing the clothing as a constant reminder of who we are, so when they're manufactured and when they're sewn, that should be thought about as they're being prepared. And that's why a kohen, and that's why every Jew, as the Gemara says, would wear a sudra, a yarmulke, soid Hashem lireyov, to constantly remember our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need Purim, we need Parsha Zohar, we need the Big Day Kahuna to constantly remind us that we are Avdei Hashem, that we're Klal Yisrael, we're the Am Segula, we're the Goy Kadosh, and we're separate and we're different and we shouldn't assimilate. And that's why the Pasuk says regarding the Big Day Kahuna, L'chavod ul'sforis. And the Targum on the word L'chavod ul'sforis says, we say in the Megillah, the word Lehudim Hayis Oyer B'Simcha V'Sasso V'Yikar. And the Gemara Masech the Megillah, Dav Tez Zayin Amabei says V'Yikar, refers to the Tefillin. As the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, Kiyar Kol Amaretz, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yar M'Mekka. The Yikar, that a Kayin wears the Big Dikahuna. The Yikar, that every Jew wears the Tefillin, is a constant reminder of who we are. V'ra'a kol ha'aretz, that the nations of the world see that we are not them, that we are different. And when we're zoicha to let and have that lesson absorbed, then we're zoicha u'tishbachta, says the Targum Tishbachta. We become praiseworthy. We become the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings about us, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael. When we reach that expectation that Hashem has of us, of to be different and to be separate and to be a nation of Kedusha V'Tahara, Tushbachta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks out in Simcha, the Simcha of Parsha Tetzava, the Simcha of Parsha Zohar, and the Simcha of Purim, all represent the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys from our behaving in such a fashion.